Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another Friday bite-sized political podcast. Thanks so much for downloading this one. And we're going to have a chat. We're going to have a little descent into hell, actually. Yeah, we're going to go to hell now. So brace yourself. As always, this is sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. If you don't want to go to hell, you might want to click the link and visit Sarah's site. But this story, well, I'll give you the headline and then we'll talk about it. Transgender public defender Stephanie Mueller, 70, with huge surgically enhanced boobs, appears before Seattle court in a low-cut top with no bra and skin-tight black leather pants. And apparently she's one of Washington State's only openly transgender trial attorneys. What do you mean is one off? You mean there's more? Apparently, she uses her position to bring diversity to the practice of law. No, this, honest to God, this is sheer full-on Satanism. I know I say it a lot, but it's true. And I know you can't see this. I'll put a picture up, if I can, in the description for the podcast. But apparently, she says she's been treated with complete respect and great acceptance since her transition in 2012. Notice how the media use the term her. But this is a guy. This is a man, definitely man, I don't know how this is from the Daily Mail. They seem to think that this individual is glamorous. I mean, honest to God, it's such an affront to any woman, any biological woman, when we see this kind of individual being treated with respect and courtesy. Well, I'm all for that. I think we should treat everybody with respect and courtesy. But here's the deal in this one. This individual is a biological male. They may have surgically enhanced breasts. They may wear the most ridiculous face makeup. But, you know, they look like a man. They look like a man. It doesn't matter what the surgery has been. They absolutely look like a man. If we go along with this, and honestly, it is pretty horrific. If we go along with this, then aren't we guilty? Aren't we guilty of indulging the insanity? Because, you know, like we can be respectful for someone and we can say, well, Stephanie, you know, I'm not sure if you're a good prosecutor or not, public defender. So I'm not sure if you're a good public defender. If you get people off, that's good. Mind you, at age 70, you would think maybe you'd be getting to retirement age, but even so. So if you're good at your job, that's fine. Your job is defending people who are brought to court. But looking absolutely ridiculous as a consequence of your desire to want to be a woman, I'm not sure that's overly helpful. But maybe it is in Washington State. You know, maybe that's the... That's the reality. Maybe Washington State is so woke that it doesn't see anything strange about 70-year-olds wandering around with surgically enhanced breasts, wearing skin leather tight trousers, and looking totally ridiculous on it. You know, I mean, the thing is that. If we sort of say, if she wants to be showing respect, which she should be, then I'm not sure this is the ideal way to go about it. What do you think? Do you think, like, a man wanting to dress up as a woman is showing respect to women? I don't think so. You see, that's the, one of the core issues here. It's not respectful to women. But if you go along with it, then you're joining in the disrespect to biological women. And throughout all of this, the only thing I really care about is biological women. I'm married to one. Do you know what I mean? So I have a natural desire to want to protect biological women. And so when I see individuals like this, and I basically the media is going along with them, they're using the pronoun she to describe this individual. I don't think that is right. But that's what the media do. Presumably, if they didn't, they would be sued. But then what does that tell you about the world that we live in? And this is maybe the more substantive point. All of this that we see going on all around us is slowly but surely our Western society descending into a woke hell, where we have to literally deny the evidence of our eyes. So we have to pretend that a man, a 70-year-old man, is a woman. And if we don't, that's being disrespectful. And you can see how they operate this one and the difficulty it can create because of legal enforcement. Because the wokery is being legally backed up. That's where the real problems lie. So, you know, I'll publish a picture of Stephanie to go with this podcast. I'm sorry in advance, by the way, for doing that, but I've seen it and you have to see it as well. And yeah, it's just that, I mean, these are things that Dante never considered when he drew his interpretation of what hell looked like.